And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is right at NPR West. I'm in D.C. How you doing, Sasha?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing fabulously. So what are listeners filling our inbox with this week?
Well, as you can imagine, we got a lot of letters about our convention coverage over the last 2 weeks. Most of our response was from listeners reacting to our conversations with black Republicans. Raleigh Delisbor in Houston, Texas, wrote us this. While I can appreciate freedom of choice, I cannot figure out why any black person would vote for a party whose past and present policies are not inclusive or even concerned about African American issues.
Dana Franchito, a self-described white male living in South Wellfleet, Massachusetts, echoed that sentiment. He wrote, "How can they support a man who will cut back on services for the poor and underrepresented? More broadly, why do they as black citizens buy into the power-serving stigmatizing of welfare recipients or those who need government help? There's no shame in that. Why do these black Republicans buy into the bootstrap rhetoric?"
And then Sarah Dennison in Maine wrote in after she heard this interview with Marie Wilson, the president and founder of the White House Project, a nonpartisan group working to get women into leadership positions.
Imagine that you were a conservative woman, a Democrat, but a social conservative who did not support abortion rights.
No, would not this support issues of importance to women across the board.
That's your point of view. But what would you think of her then?
I would think she's a woman who has been put in a very awkward position.
Sarah wrote, "What was the purpose in this? It detracted from hearing Wilson's actual opinion. I would have liked Wilson to talk more about her true opinions. Although Palin has had the life experience to be in what seems like a feminist frame of mind, she still is not. She holds the ideals of a conservative Republican."
Then Charlotte Gillespie in Penn Yan, New York, praised your election coverage and sent us this. "I'm a white 58-year-old woman who listens to your show daily. I thank you for your excellent coverage of the news from an African-American perspective. What you had to say immediately after Senator Obama's speech was more accurate of an assessment than the other comments being made out there. We agree with you. It was a historic moment in our country."
And finally, Marion Spotswood listens to us on KQED in San Francisco. She sent us an early Valentine. "Love this show so much. Listen to it almost every night on KQED. This election is totally crazy, and you all have presented a lot more balanced info. News and Notes comes on at midnight where I am, but I'm usually just getting off work, so it makes my day. Love you, and keep up the good work." And, Marion, the feeling is mutual.
And thank you for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
To write to us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.